Aloha, and welcome once again to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thanks very much for tuning in. We're going to talk about some Hawaii vacation news, also cover a podcast listener question, discuss the Molokai Ferry, and also go over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. Thanks very much for tuning in. This is our Wednesday podcast for July 7th, 2010. This is our 396th podcast. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii-Aloha.com. We're in Hawaii, Hawaii's experts. You can catch us on the web at www.Hawaii-Aloha.com. You can also reach me on, via email at bruce@hawaii-aloha.com. You can also give us a call at 1-800-843-8771. We're right here in Hawaii. That's all we do is plan Hawaii vacations. We're tuned into these islands, and we're located here in these islands. So that makes us kind of the experts. We kind of think we're the experts anyway. We don't know everything, but we have the resources to find out what we don't know at a very, very fast pace. So get involved with us. You'll be very happy that you did. We have over 13 agents standing by to help you plan your Hawaii vacation. If you're on Twitter, please follow me there. I'm at Aloha Bruce. That's A-L-O-H-A-B-R-U-C-E. Also, if you're on Facebook, we'd love to see you over there as well. Just key in Hawaii Aloha Travel and you'll find us. We are everywhere. Geez, we had a great 4th of July. We had our official first party since we renovated our lanai, which is kind of a balcony anywhere else in the world, right? Yeah, we had this big project we've been working on for months. And we finally finished it and had a bunch of people over for 4th of July. We did the all-American barbecue thing. In fact, we made some Hawaiian huli huli chicken wings. That's what I made. And also some ribs that were unbelievable. We cured them for like hours and hours. They were just falling off the bone. Don't you love ribs like that? We had a bunch of people over. It was just a great time. Really, everybody had fun. And you know, your guests are having fun in your party when everybody just stays. You know, we went on till about 12:30, just enjoying conversation and enjoying each other's company and just enjoying, you know, the whole 4th of July, the spirit of it, you know. But with all of that independence and all of that happiness, you know, in Hawaii, the 4th of July really has two meanings. Traditionally, July 4th festivities celebrate American independence, but a lot of Native Hawaiians still experience a sense of loss around this time because of the dual historic significance. Because as you know, and we won't get into the history of the whole thing today, but, you know, I've talked about it at length on these podcasts and in our blogs, you know, about the Hawaiian overthrow. And it was an overthrow. In fact, the United States has apologized for the overthrow. So it kind of has a dual meaning. And it kind of reminds me of when we had the 50th year of statehood celebration here in Hawaii and how it kind of like was kind of a dud. I mean, people, the state and the people in the tourism industry, of course, were trying to play it up like it was this great thing. But you know what? Nobody really celebrated statehood, you know, because there's some humbling things to think about when you consider the fact that this was not the greatest of circumstances. I mean, you could argue, but I see both sides of this story because I think, you know, ultimately statehood was great for Hawaii. Because I'm not sure that the monarchy and the way the Hawaiians even treated each other was necessarily the best for the Hawaiian people. But that, you know, that could be debated. I mean, I'm not a historian, so I'm not going to pretend I know everything about that. But it, you do have to remember, and when I always do remember, you know, how grateful I am to be here in these islands and just what it took to get us here. So, hope you had a great time, and we certainly did, and are finally enjoying our beautiful new lanai. And geez, you can see some pictures of it up on our website, on the blog, also over on the Facebook pages. Anyway, also, I got some great news this morning. I woke up to the fact that I'm now a great uncle again, which is kind of fun. Better than being a grandpa, I think. You know, because my thing is I love kids as long as they're somebody else's, right? But it was just a great feeling to see that my niece now has her second baby. And the baby was named Lola Melli Federici. Now, the Melli is spelled M-E-L-L-E, and it's named after my dad, who passed away, unfortunately, of Parkinson's a few years ago. And it's just so nice to know that she remembered him, and Lola will have his name as part of her name, and her middle name. So it's Lola Melli, M-E-L-L-E. So that was kind of cool. So congratulations to my niece and to my brother, who I know listens to the show. Congratulations, brother. You did good there with Kara, his daughter, my niece, Kara. Anyway, enough of that. Let's get right into the meat of the program. I just want to let you know that Walt Disney Parks and Resorts began accepting reservations for its first Hawaii Hotels timeshare property on August 2nd. They're going to begin to take reservations. And that's actually a year out from when the resort is actually going to open. Now, this new Disney resort is not a Disney, you know, theme park. Don't confuse it with that. But it is going to be a 360 hotel and 481 multi-bedroom vacation resort. They're going to have vacation villas, and they're really designed for family travel. It has been under construction since last summer. It's on 21 acres of beachfront land on the west side of Oahu at Ko'olina Resort. And that's out near actually where the Marriott is. It's like adjacent to it. It's where the lagoons are and all of that. It's really a gorgeous, beautiful property. And the official name is Aulani. And Aulani, a Disney resort and spa, Ko'olina, Hawaii. And they've also announced that they're starting the sale of some of those vacation villas for timeshares. And they've released some pictures of it. I can't obviously show you the pictures on this podcast, but we do have some pictures up on the blog page. So take a look at that. And also the video podcast of this show, we show some pictures of it. So check that out if you're interested. But the big point here is if you think you want to book the Disney resort, now's the time to do it. Do it in August because it's going to get booked up fast, folks. And it's going to be booked probably way ahead in advance. You're not going to be able to get it. So here's your warning to start doing that. Start looking at booking your reservations for next year. They're going a year out. Imagine that. Wow. So that should be interesting as we watch that. We got some hotel occupancy news. The hotel occupancy rates last week grew 8.7% compared to the 11 percentage points from a year ago. It was followed by Oahu maintained the highest occupancy rate at 86.3%, up 11 percentage points from a year ago. That's what I was trying to say. It was followed by Kauai with 75.9%, up 10 percentage points from a year ago. And Maui, which recorded 75% occupancy, which is up 7 percentage points from last year. And the Big Island recorded 60% occupancy. They're still only at 60% over the Big Island, which is up 3 percentage points. So at least they're seeing a little bit of spike over last year. But the Big Island is hurting, obviously. And I think a lot of it has to do with the volcano. Somebody was asking me that the other day. Why? What's happening? I think it's a combination of things, but I think that's the big thing. Meanwhile, the statewide hotel room rates were down 1.2% for the week. And that means it's kind of weird. The occupancy's up, prices are down. And the average room price for Hawaii is $175.56 per night. So we're down to $175 as the average room rate. Of course, it's about $202 over on Maui. And Maui still has never recovered to the room rates that they had, you know, like the beginning of 2009 and the end of 2008, where they were up to like $250, $260 a night. So hopefully that helps you out. You can think about pricing. And if you're paying around that price, you're paying about the right price for hotel rooms here in Hawaii. While we're speaking about hotel rooms and costs, the state tax on Hawaii hotel rooms, officially referred to as the Transient Accommodations Tax, or the TAT, increased from 8.25% to 9.25% on July 1st. The increase is the second stage of a bill that passed the state legislature during the spring of last year that first raised the tax from 7.25% to 8.25% in July of 2009. You know, you got to give it to the Hawaii legislature, right? The minute the economy tanks, we're having problems, hotels aren't filling their rooms, raise the tax. That's a brilliant move, huh? Well, that has, you know, that's what's happened, but it's going to continue to go up. And you'll probably see that it's going to go up another percentage point in another year. And they passed this legislation because of the big shortfall, the budget shortfalls that Hawaii is seeing, just like a lot of places all over the country, a budget shortfall of $2 billion. That's with a B. So that's how they figure they're going to make it up with taxes. Interesting. Now, keep in mind, all of our hotel rates already reflect these new price, the new tax increases. So it's not like if you have a hotel or you've booked a hotel that you're going to get a price increase. All of the bookings that have been done in advance won't carry that. But any bookings from July 1st on will have the extra percentage point tax. So if you have any questions about it, just give us a call or ask your agent and we'll help you out with that. Now let's talk about a question that came in from a listener. This question comes from May, and she asks, is there a ferry from Maui to Molokai? What is the cost for a round trip? What is the schedule? Is this a good way to get there? And have you been on the ferry? Please help. Well, let's just start. I'll just answer some of these questions. First of all, I have not been on this ferry. And this is a small ferry, and it's, you know, it's an older ship, but adequate. It gets the job done. And it's a service that goes between Maui on the Lahaina side from the Lahaina Harbor to Molokai in the area of Kona Kakai. And it's actually a great way to do it, but keep in mind a couple of things. If you're planning on using the ferry as transportation to go, like, stay on Molokai for a couple of days, you're going to have a problem because chances are you're going to rent a car on Maui. And if you rent a car on Maui, you're going to, most people, 90% of the people, will be picking up that car at the airport, which is about 45 minutes away from Lahaina Town. So if you plan on going to Molokai, staying for a couple of days, you have to figure out what you're going to do with your rental car that you had on Maui, because there's no place to park it in Lahaina for 2 days. And if there is parking, it's not going to be cheap. Lahaina has got, you know, kind of expensive parking over there. So you want to keep all of these things in mind. And that's the biggest challenge that we find when people are going to use that ferry and they're going to stay for a couple of days. The other option is just use the ferry to do a day trip. And you can. And you can go in the morning and come back at night and still have, rent a car on the other side when you get there, drive around the island and come back, which is what a lot of people are doing. The ferry leaves daily schedules, leaving at 7 a.m. and arriving into Molokai at 8:45 in the morning. So it's about an hour and a half drive, boat ride actually. And then again at 6 p.m. and arrives into Molokai at 7:30. Now, this is the major way that people who live on the island actually get back and forth. I mean, people commute using this. And that's why they have most of the people that are going on that later flight, trip ferry is are locals. And then the other way, Molokai to Lahaina, it leaves at 5:15 in the morning, arriving into Lahaina Harbor at 6:45. And then they have an afternoon, which leaves at 4 p.m., arrives into Lahaina at 5:30. So, there, you know, the times are staggered, so you can do either one of the options that I told you before, either doing a quick trip there and back, so you go early, you take that evening flight, that 4 p.m., I keep saying flight, ferry, back, and you're all set. Now, there are three different boats that they use. One I know is the Maui Princess. If you need more information, just give me a call, 1-800-843-8771. I'll help you plan this all out and logistically work it out. There's so much to see on Molokai, but it is nothing, I mean, after you've seen it, you know, there's really not a whole lot more to do. It's very relaxing over there. They only have one really hotel there, and that's the Hotel Molokai. So hopefully, May, that helps you out and answers your questions. I think I covered it all. And, yeah, I would recommend taking the ferry. I haven't done it yet. One of these days I got to try it out. But I've heard pretty good things. The only thing I have negatives that I've heard is that it can be pretty... the waves can be pretty good during the winter. And so when that happens, obviously you're not going to be at the in the open deck on the top of the ferry. You go inside for that. So, you know, you got to be good on the water. I mean, I wouldn't, if somebody was prone to seasickness, I don't think I'd say take this ferry. It's not a huge ferry like you think of, you know, like one of these ferries where you drive your boat on. It's a smaller ferry. So keep all of that in mind. We got some pictures up on our blog as well, so check that out. By the way, our blog, you can get to our blog by going to hawaii-aloha.com/blog. Very simple. And you also can catch replays of this podcast and earlier podcasts. We've got 396 of them that you can check out. I wonder how many hours that is. But we do love to hear from you. If you're in the sound of my voice, you know, I like to hear that you're listening to the show, that you like the show, that it gives you some value, and that we should keep doing it. You know, I mean, I get very little feedback. I know that we have a lot of listeners. I mean, a lot. I mean, for a podcast, we have a lot. We get about 10, 12,000 downloads a month. That's a lot of people, I think. But I hear from very few of you, so it would just do me good, and it would just make my day if you could just drop me a line and participate. And of course, if you have any questions, you need a second opinion on your vacation, I can help you with that as well. Now's the time in our program where we like to go over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, this is a great segment for you. Let's take a look at the first package that we have here. This is for two people. Going to be traveling from Dallas all the way... Wait a minute. I got to do something here. All the way to Maui. And they're going to be staying at the Royal Lahaina. Well, there's that music. It means we're just about out of time. Royal Lahaina. This is a great package. They've got the ocean view, breakfast for two. It's the romance package, sunset cruise, everything, the whole package, $41.58. Want to thank Melissa Arnaz and Jonathan Marlette. They're going to be on their honeymoon. And also thank Keahi over at Extension 30. And that'll wrap it up. I'm sorry, we're just out of time. We'll talk about some more packages on the next show. Until then, for my beautiful wife, Yaling, and all of us here at hawaii-aloha.com, aloha and mahalo.